it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Mooch is in Manhasset, BT and Sal Mucci.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Diehard Mets fan. I just want to know, BT, I think you're so accurate with this, and Sal is always defending him, but what do you think about some good players that just can't handle New York? And Lindor has shown us he's one of those guys. When the pressure's off, he hits. When we need him, he does not come through. He's not a New York clutch guy. For $33 million a year.
Yeah, what are you basing that off of, though?
New York, I think he's one of them.
Well, what are you basing it off of?
Okay, so last year, Sal, he batted .210 for 3 months. You look at it, for 3 months, mm-hmm. He batted .210.
That's only half the season. That's not too bad.
Right, but when the Mets were out of it, he hit .290.
Right.
When the pressure was off, he came through and he was a 30-30 guy. He's a good ball player.
Yeah, what about the year before?
He's so emotional.
What about the year before? What about his moment against
like
the Yankees where he hit three home runs against the Yankees? And say
yes,
what you will,
yes,
I don't care what anybody says.
That was a good day.
Oh, that was a good day. So he happened to be clutch that day in a New York rivalry Well, hold on a second. Mooch, where things were getting heated in a New York rivalry between the Mets and the Yankees, a playoff-like atmosphere, because that's what it is when those two teams meet, especially at that particular point. He hit three home runs in one game, and you think he's not cut out for New York and can't handle it?
I don't think he's clutch, Sal. He's no David Wright, Piazza. He's no Derek Jeter.
I don't think he's a Reyes.
He's not a clutch ball player.
Well, is your issue with him, thank you for the call, Mooch, is your issue with him, BT, that you don't think he's clutch?
That's part of it. That's not the whole thing. I don't think he's clutch, and the stats back that up. I know he's had some moments. Every good player's had moments.
You think he can't handle
moments.
New York?
I don't know that it's – I don't really look at that necessarily.
Right, so that's my
point. I don't think it's in New York. I think he's stand-up.
Right.
I think he's a good teammate.
Mooch was saying like he's not cut out for New York.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that part.
Right. The first year he struggled, but since then he's been fine. So I don't look at him and say, oh, he can't handle New York, let's say, the way that Sonny Gray couldn't handle New York.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it's more a diminishment of bat speed from the left side, which is a major problem. You're going to get about 400 at-bats if you play pretty much every day, which he does. So – I mean, that's just that's two-thirds of your season where you're going to bat in side of the batter's box where you've grown very deficient and very fast, and that worries me. Hoff, I want your answer on this too, bud. Sal, I've asked you this a few times along the way, but I think it's an interesting way to frame everything that we talk about with Lindor. On a scale of 1 to 10, the player that you thought you were getting from the Guardians versus the player that Lindor currently is and has been so far as a Met, 1 through 10. What do you think?
I'd say probably 7. Now, remember, I was not as high on Lindor when they got him.
Mm-hmm.
So he's been worse than what I thought he would be, but I didn't have superstar expectations.
Okay, so you have 7. Hoff, what's your number? And you know, Patty, you're a big baseball guy, so I want your number too. Hoff, go ahead, bud.
8.5.
All right, 8.5. Boyle, what do you got?
7.
Yeah. All right, so I'm much more in the 7 range. I wouldn't go much. If I couldn't go 7 just to avoid being repetitive, I'd be inclined to go 6.5 more than 7.5.
Yeah, well, but then you'd...
And that's a massive problem.
Yeah.
Even you, and you defend him, and some of the things you say certainly have merit.
Right.
And I hear you. I don't agree, but I hear you. But you yourself were saying a 7. And
but I don't
people
think that
are
that's
screaming
that bad.
About this guy being better than... 7's not good.
Well, for me, I didn't have high expectations, so or the highest of high expectations. The guy put up a 30-30 year last year. You could say whatever you want, and he had a
good
year.
Well, then why don't you give him an 8?
I think he should have been
an 8.5.
He should have been
like
a 2.
Off.
He should. Well, I'm still maybe confused about the grading system here. I thought you said more in comparison to what
the guy that you here's I know we do this a lot. My biggest gripe with Lindor.
Yeah, he's not what he was in Cleveland.
Yes, I saw a superstar.
Right. See,
I don't see that anymore. I haven't.
I didn't watch him every day. I never watched him in the postseason.
But you know, the Yankees All-Star game, you know, postseason.
Yeah. I still think
superstar.
But
young
again,
superstar.
You look at the last 2 years. To me, they should have been All-Star seasons. I mean, 30-30. You don't do that by accident. And you don't even fall into that. Like, you can't just say, well, he's awful for three months. No, you can't be awful for 3 months and finish with a 30-30 season the way that he did. So did I expect more? Yes, I thought he'd be hitting closer to 300 than closer to 250.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
You know, maybe somewhere in between, ideally, but I thought he'd be more of a 280 guy.
What do you think he hits this year? I mean, he's obviously going to get the average up. He's below two right now.
Yeah, he's still not going to hit well enough for me.
Well, that's my point. So when it's all said and done.
Max 270.
Max. 270 would be a mess. Yeah, okay. I'm not going to.
Yeah, but I want 280. So.
I got you. But what if he hits
250, 260?
What if he hits 247?
Yeah, not good enough.
Okay, so you have a two. If
what
yeah,
did he hit last
not.
Year?
I think it was 270
254
last year.
254 last year. 270 the year before.
Thank you. 2 years ago, 270.
Right. So
he
should be hitting 270.
Yeah.
Actually, he should be hitting higher than that, but you take 270.
So last year he was 254. His first year, and we would throw that out, 230. Mm-hmm. And if he hits like 248, I mean, the meat of his Mets career is sub 250.
Right. Yeah, it's not good enough.
What am I missing?
Yeah. Well, you're missing is that when he came here, listen, besides the first 2 years that he played in Cleveland where he batted over 300, he has never batted over 300.
No,
he batted 285 once. Everything else was 270s. So that's the first thing. And then that's what you're missing.
Well,
you keep on going back to he's not the guy he was in Cleveland. He's actually very close to it. If he's a 270 hitter,
bust out the OPS here.
He's close to 270 as a hitter. He's hit 1 year of 30 plus home runs. He only did that. He did that three times with Cleveland. Okay, mm-hmm. So he did it. So we're close. He's had a few years. He had a couple down years. He's stolen a lot of bases. His RBI tells only one time has he had RBIs over 100. With the Mets, okay? So, to be honest with you, if you want to go by a lot of other stats, he's been just as good as you want
him
to be.
Well, listen, and you defend him, and you think he's better than I do, and that's fine. I mean, I got you.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Like, there's the stats, and then there's the eyes.
See, the eyes.
And if I'm a Mets fan, this one's for you. You watch him every night.
Yes.
You don't flip off the TV set disappointed more times than not?
But that's baseball.
I'm disappointed for you.
But that's that's baseball, though. How often do you see, want to just isolate Francisco Lindor as a person and say, you're up in crunch time spots and you don't come through every time. Guess what?
No,
you're
nobody
one for
does.
Four. But that's the point.
But he doesn't do it enough.
Oh, but what does that mean?
He's not good enough. No.
He's got to be better.
What does it mean that he doesn't do it enough? What is enough for you? Can you clarify what enough is?
Well,
because he's ever going to be enough. Because the other because the other day he had two home runs in the game. Is that enough?
What is he, one for 19?
Okay, but Aaron Judge. Hold on, Aaron Judge. Hold on. Aaron Judge hit three home runs in 5 days. He's back. Francisco Lindor had three home runs in 5 days. Hey, he's not doing
enough. What's Judge's average the last seven games? Do you know?
Okay, and what? And Francisco,
it's 321.
Let me.
Oh, congratulations,
that's
Francisco Lindor.
I don't even bring Judge into
Francisco Lindor boosted his average back from 129 to 200 in a span of 7 days too. It happens.
Here's what
it's
you
going
need.
To happen.
I don't see it.
I'm just telling you, dude. You're never
you guys
going
can
to
keep defending the
but,
guy.
But yes, because you want to why? Because no, because Francisco Lindor is getting he's getting too much slander for no reason.
He's hitting 195. Should we give him a standing ovation again?
We talk about the eye test. Aaron Judge next time he has to strike out two times in the game.
We talk about the eye test.
Aaron Judge has struck out 37 times this year. Francisco Lindor 21 in 28 games. You were making comments about him saying that he strikes out too much. He doesn't. He makes contact.
The judge stuff is crazy.
Because you want to know why? Because this is why I'll tell you why. Because you're unfair. You're not looking at it from Mets fandom, which is fine. You're criticizing Francisco Lindor, who we don't have that much of an issue with. You do. Aaron Judge is struggling. He has three home runs in five days. All of a sudden, we're throwing a party for the guy popping champagne.
Lindor has to have a better average. When you ask about when you're saying, BT, what does he need to do?
I don't know. How about not hitting 196?
No, well, for me, it's what could he do? Or Hoff was asking, what could he do to make things look better? He was asking you, but I'm going to answer it. How about hitting 280 for starters? Like, that to me is one. And I love Lindor.
He's going
to
get there, though.
Okay, well, I agree he's going to get back to where we expect him to be. I don't think he's going to get to 280 again. With these bad starts, he's digging himself into holes that he
can't. But he had a bad start in 2022, and he got to 270. So
but 270 is not 280.
Listen, you guys make it sound like he hits 280 every year. Besides the first 2 years, he hit 300. He batted 284 once. Right. Everything else was 270
below. For a star player on your team, he's got to do more.
But my point is, and I'll leave it. You guys can finish it up.
Well, we do have to break, don't we?
I don't know. Now
we can conveniently blow through the break.
But Sal, my point is this. If you go through all his stats in Cleveland, he's closer average-wise to the last few years of him in Cleveland.
Well, then they significantly overpaid for a player that was not good.
I won't debate you on that. I
don't get worried about the contract. I like Lindor. I do think he's going to get back to respectability. He has not played like a superstar. It's as simple as that.
No kidding. Right. I mean, I've never heard a guy. Contextualizing his Mets run. If you're that good, you shouldn't have to always come up and dig so deep. Like, I watch a guy and I say, he's really good or he's not.
Right.
And I don't know what to tell you guys. I hope he comes around, but
I don't think he
had been what I thought he'd be.
Well, I understand the disconnect between you and Hoff, because Hoff is in his mind saying you're holding Lindor to the superstar level, which he's never been, and maybe it is somewhere in between. But you also say that you're more down on Lindor than everybody. Like, I accept the almost mediocrity from him, as opposed to holding him to an all-star, high-level, superstar standard.
Okay.
I do think he could have been an all-star and should have been the last 2 years. But again, these slow starts aren't helping his cause.
No.
But I think he could be a solid, productive major league player. He's never going to be the player that he was in Cleveland, or what maybe people thought that he was, to Hoff's point, the player that he thought that he was in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Because if the numbers aren't that different,
then get him out of the best spot in the order. Right. Get him out of the three hole. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan. Bogus update time. Then we got the crown coming up.